Saga Egmont presents Single All the Way by Karen King and read by Lucy Patterson. Chapter 1. Sunday, the 14th of December. Meg. How could Oliver be so cruel? Meg Preston wiped the tears from her cheeks with the back of her hand, sat up, and hugged her knees, trying to process everything that had happened. She loved Oliver so much, thought they would be together forever, and now, she didn't see how they could be. Not after the bombshell Oliver had dropped. He should be apologizing, grovelling, explaining himself, not storming out as if she were the one to blame, the one who had lied. He knew how important this was to her. How could he deliberately deceive her? She was the one who should have stormed out. How bloody dare he put this on her? She glanced at the clock, just after 10. Oliver had been gone over 2 hours now, leaving Meg sobbing on the bed, her world crashing around her ears. She couldn't believe he could be so heartless. Some Christmas this was going to be. And she'd been hoping they'd be starting the new year with something to celebrate. Oliver had made it very clear that there was no chance of that. Well, she'd had enough of him calling the shots. She wasn't waiting for him to return for an apology and an explanation that she obviously wasn't going to get. She needed to get away, to give herself time to think about it all, to decide if she wanted to be with Oliver now she knew how he really felt. And right now, the answer was no. Where could she go? She cast her mind over their various friends. They were all happily coupled and didn't need her turning up with her suitcase at this time of night, any more than she needed to see their togetherness right now. She didn't fancy going to her parents' house either. Her mum would fuss and her dad would lecture, telling her that she and Oliver had made vows and should stick to them. As far as her parents were concerned, marriage was for life. Well, she had thought that too until the horrible events of this evening. So a hotel room was the best option, at least for tonight, until she was clear about what she wanted to do. Meg grabbed her mobile, did a quick search on nearby room vacancies, and booked one in a small hotel about a quarter of an hour away. Right, now she needed to move fast. She wanted to be gone when Oliver came back. Let him be the one sitting at home wondering what she was doing. She pulled her case from the top of the wardrobe, heaved it onto the bed, and opened it up. What should she take with her when she didn't know how long she'd be gone? She grabbed jeans, jumpers, underwear, pyjamas, her makeup, and a hairdryer and placed them in the case, then added a couple of dresses too. She might decide not to come back and would need more than jeans if she was staying at a hotel over Christmas. She wished she could take Laurel and Hardy, their cute mini-lop rabbits, with her. They would be such a comfort. And she hated to leave them behind. But what choice did she have? As soon as I've sorted out what I'm going to do, I'll come back for them, she promised herself, adding a couple of pairs of shoes, her boots and her laptop and charger to the case, then closing it up. She lugged her case downstairs and left it in the hall while she went into the kitchen to give the bunnies a cuddle. Laurel scampered over to Meg as soon as she entered the room, but Hardy was too busy tucking into a mound of fresh kale. Meg smiled as she watched them. It had been Oliver's suggestion to call them Laurel and Hardy, and she had agreed even though one of the bunnies was male and the other female. After all, Laurel was a female name and suited the tiny, honey-coloured bunny, who always wanted to please, whereas Hardy suited the bigger, fatter, lazier and greedier, but just as gorgeous, white bunny. She loved them both so much and would miss them like crazy. She bent down and scooped up Laurel, who was making her happy noise and flicking her ears. The little bunny licked Meg's hand and snuggled into her. Hardy looked up, then went back to nibbling the kale. I'm sorry I have to go, but I'll be back soon. Meg kissed Laurel on the forehead, then put her back in the pen and stroked Hardy, who was still eating. Be good, and don't squash Laurel, she told him. Hardy loved to lie on top of Laurel, and Meg and Oliver often joked that the white bunny would get so fat that one day he'd flatten his companion. She closed the pen sadly.